With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the death toll in Kentucky from floods rises to 11 as the East Coast and Midwest brace for more bad weather.
Governor Andy Beshear calls the situation dire and says most of the deaths were cars getting stuck in high water.
One of the most challenging weather events that we have faced. We are still in the search and rescue phase.
In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott says they're preparing for severe weather across the state, from fires to floods to freezing temperatures, some near zero.
When temperatures get that cold, lives are at risk. People need to be very cautious here in the coming days as the temperatures plummet.
And the National Weather Service says there's a snowstorm forecast for the Northeast and Midwest. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump enjoys strong support for some of his policies and strong opposition for others. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A recent Marquette Law School poll finds that nearly two-thirds of Americans support the government recognizing only two sexes, and 60% favor expanding oil and gas production. There's also strong support for declaring a national emergency at the southern border. However, 57% of Americans oppose deporting immigrants who have jobs and no criminal record, and 65% oppose the president's pardoning of January 6th rioters charged for their assault on the U.S. Capitol. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Delta Airlines plane has flipped upon arrival at Toronto's Pearson Airport, and paramedics say at least eight people are injured. The Canadian Press reports that one passenger is critically injured and seven others were also hurt on the flight from Minneapolis on Monday. Images posted on social media show the plane flipped over on the tarmac. This is SRN News. Christians are being made homeless in sub-Saharan Africa.
Persecution in the region is on the rise, as has been widely reported for years. But displacement is a lesser-known story. According to Open Doors U.S., more than 16 million Christians have been driven out of their homes in sub-Saharan Africa by violent attacks and civil wars. A family suddenly put out of their home can only hope to find a refugee camp, and in many countries, those aren't available either. Displacement also means the loss of income. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has put a two-week hold on President Trump's executive order aimed at preventing doctors from carrying out sex change operations on children. The judge's ruling comes in response to a lawsuit filed earlier this month on behalf of families with children who allege their so-called gender transitions are being compromised. The president's actions withhold federal funds from any medical institution that helps kids live as the opposite sex. The Middle East is still reacting to President Trump's suggestion for restructuring Gaza. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
President Donald Trump's blockbuster announcement of his plan to reconstruct the devastated Gaza Strip continues to be the linchpin of fierce debates over the enclave's future. The plan calls for residents to be relocated from Gaza to Jordan and Egypt, while according to the president, beautiful housing will rise from the war-torn ashes. But the plan has a long way to go. Secretary of State Marco Rubio called it a bold break from tired ideas of the past, but leaders of Egypt and Jordan have rejected the idea outright. The Palestinians say they are not going anywhere, and international voices warn that moving the population as planned constitutes war crimes. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.